This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We believe, Jesus. We believe, we believe, we believe, we believe. Oh, we believe, Jesus, that you are here in our midst.
Yes.
You are here in our midst. You are here. You are here with power to heal. You are here with power to forgive. Standing in our midst, but not only standing, you are seated in our midst, Jesus. You have come with the power to heal and the power to forgive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Amen. God's people, I want you to know that we have an high priest that is passed into the heavens. Hebrews chapter 4. Since then we have a great high priest that is passed unto heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Man is not firm. Man is not firm. Infirm. We are not awesome. Infirmities. One of the reasons why I pass it to heaven. For we have not an eye that cannot be told with the feeling of our infirmities. What was in all point tempted like as we are, yet without sin. The beginning of our infirmity is sins. Like what you have heard, both for Pastor K, Pastor Dupe, Mami Kedia, that's something that makes us to be infirm is sins. Sins in our soul, sins. Sins cause infirmity in our soul, infirmity in our bodies. Sin. We are not firm. We are not old. We are not together. Infirmity. We have diversity of infirmities. You know what they call infirmities here? When you look at that 1 Peter chapter 2, that it might be fulfilled. In that Matthew 8, 16 to 17, and this, Matthew 8, 17 to 16, was referencing 1 Peter 2. That verse 17. When the eve was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And they cast out the spirits. What they brought were people that were possessed with devils. But they put semicolon. He cast out the spirit with his word. So when Mama was talking about word, teaching. He cast out spirit with words. When you are under ministry of the word, things leave you. He cast out spirit with his word. Look at it. And heal all that we are sick. They now put semicolon. Just the way put semicolon about possessed with devils. I'm talking about Pastor K was a devil's there, spirit. That man has devils that was preceding him. Although they call it an unclean spirit. But behind that unclean spirit are 2,000 devils. A Christian, you don't have physical devil inside of you. If you are born again, feel the Holy Ghost. But works. Imprints. That imprint is their infirmities. Their imprints. Their imprint on your body. Their imprint on your soul. So, Bible use the word infirmities. Something that does not make you to be together. Wholesome. A man can be born again, but it's It's not whole yet. You are nowhere. And it casts out the spirit with words. You cannot make a people whole until you address spirits behind them. And there's nothing that can address spirits. Prayer does not address spirits. I ministered a lot of deliverance when I was in campus. When you are talking deliverance, you don't pray when you are dealing with devils. It's word. It's not prayer when you are dealing with devils. When you are dealing with spirits, it's word. So, it says, cast out the devils, the spirits, with his word. Then, and now heal all that we are sick. Because those sicknesses are spirit behind them. So if you heal, if you don't deal with spirit, you can talk about that. You know, you can talk about a man that when they cast out a spirit out of a man and you do not take occupation, he said that's where we go in the dry land looking for a resting place. If he does not find, he say we come back to that man and invite extra seven spirits. He said the end of that man will be worse than his beginning. One thing that I'm so sure here that this meeting, a lot of us, they are taking the footstool of evil spirits. Yeah. I say, by reason of this word of this morning, they have taken away the channel. What give those people legal ground in your life? Don't go this spirit, legal ground, they are taking them away. Amen. Then they said, and heal all that we are sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmity and bore our sicknesses. But in Peter, look at how Peter rendered it. Who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree. So they call that in infirmities and sicknesses. But Peter, because Peter was an apostle, he said that thing is sins. Who his own self bore our sin. But in the Matthew said that maybe if you go to Peter, but Matthew said that it was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. He said took our infirmities. And what? Bore our sicknesses. But Peter was an apostle. Matthew is an apostle, but Peter had more breadth and understanding that sin is, if you want to read diagnosis of that thing that you call infirmity, is sin. That sin is the first infirmities. The first infirmity of every man. Who his own self bore our sin on his own body, on the tree, that we be dead to sin. Being dead. It's not one of thing. It's being dead to sin. That we being dead to sin. We must teach how men should die to sin. Amen. How do you die to sins? That infirmity, which is dead to sin, Romans chapter 6 references this way. See, he said, know ye not that the woman you yield your say servant to obey is servant ye are to whom you obey, whether or sin unto death through one man disobedience, sin enter the world and death through sin. Whether or sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Then verse 17, but God be thanked that you were servant of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered unto you. So doctrine is doctor. Doctrine is doctor. Doctor. Doctrine. Delivery of doctrines to treat the root cause. You know, everybody know they have arrived at it now. Formerly it was not known. It's globally known all over the world. That drug does not cure. Yes. Medicine that people take in hospital does not. The world has come to accept it. For many years, there were a lot of debates, but they do not know that what they do is that they only treat symptoms. It has been globally accepted by pharmaceutical world that they do not really heal. They only treat symptoms because they do not know the root cause of sickness and diseases.
They don't know the root cause. That the root cause is sin. They treat symptoms. But to go to the root cause. But the beauty of Jesus is that he go to treat the root cause. That's what about Jesus. Jesus asked what it takes to take the root cause. That's why in the sense of everlasting life, if we obey God, well, everybody will live up to 120 years. I'm not the one that said that. It's in the book of Isaiah. He's saying that they shall be saying, anyone die below 120 years. You say in Isaiah, he said, he shall be said, he's a sinner. They wrote it in Isaiah 33. When we arrive at that season, this thing is not religion. There's something we are journeying into. He said, in that day, will not be infants of day. Isaiah 65:2. There shall be no more than an infant of days, nor an old man that has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old. But the sinner being 100 years shall be accursed. Prophets fall into our days. God wants to deliver to us earth and immunity in spirit, soul, and body. Those apostles, they came into this thing. John came into, how can you put a man with inside fried oil and he refused to die? They put in a boiled oil. And he didn't die. Those men are something that they have trapped in their spirit, soul, and body. Peter said it in 2 Peter. He said, as they have been received, revealed unto me. They had to show them before they will leave their body. They had to come and tell them, oh boy, be ready. Because they must agree with it. If they don't agree with it, they won't go. And that is what we are going to have put to every one of you. In Isaiah 33, he said it. He said, for they shall not be say anyone amiss them that I am sick. We are coming to that season, 33:24. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. Then verse 24. And the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. So they are connecting sick to iniquity. Because the prophet knows how to diagnose. It's not diagnosis of lab. Go to the root of matters. Why am I saying this thing? I want so that we can properly engage this season very well. We can do our, we do our best to make sure we eat healthy. But I can tell us, we can eat healthy. Do we know what is being put in the atmosphere? We don't have power of the breath we're breathing. We can take off our food. We can take off our drink. But do we have power over what we're breathing? And what we eat in the atmosphere is more toxic than what even hits inside. So he showed that we must have a power resident within ourselves. We must have something that is higher. You know, Dr. said this thing. Dr. said the book of Luke. He said, if they drink poisonous thing, it shall not hurt them. It will not hurt them. These are reality that the Lord wants to bring us into this season. I want you to make up your mind to press into this thing. Don't take anything ordinary. Don't say, just my hunger. It's not your hunger. You are not sick in Jesus' name. Amen. Holy Ghost corrected me. Don't say such a thing. You are not sick. I will confess what Bible has said concerning you. Yes, sir. That you are coming into wellness. Yes. And you are coming into wholeness. Yes. Because we should be speaking in alignment to the day we live in. Yes. The day we live in is that none of the inhabitants of the land will say, I am sick. Because the Lord, our judge, is here. Because the Lord, our lawgiver, is here. Because the Lord, our king, is here. The Son of God is come. And these are his three manifestations. He's manifesting as our judge. The first thing the high priest delivered to you is judgment. And I said you can't have judgment without truth. And when judgment of the Lord is upon the earth, you will learn righteousness. You will learn righteousness when judgment is around. The Lord, our judge, is here. That's the manifestation of the great physician. that none will say, I am sick. Because you are not sick, because you are addressing matter that bring things in your life. You'll not be sick in your mind. I can't hear you say amen. I say you won't be sick in your mind. The greatest immunity, is the Lord. It's what the Lord, will give to you. That's your greatest immunity. And those immunity, they load you daily with it. They will load you daily. They will load you daily. It will not just be Sunday dosage. Who daily load us with his benefits? Who forgive thy sin and heal all thy diseases? Blessed be the Lord. The Lord who is your judge. The Lord who is your lawgiver. The Lord who is your king. Who daily loadeth us with benefit. Even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that's our God is the God of salvation. Eh? And unto God, the Lord, belongeth issues from death. Anything that's about to result into death, you won't die that death. Yeah. Unto our God is the God of salvation. And unto God, the Lord, belongeth issues from death. He has what it takes to deliver you from death. Death, spirit, soul, and body. He has it. That's what I know. I've been saying before, but it's becoming more clear to me. People will still be giving birth at the age of 60 in this church. Yeah. Wombs are going to resurrect. Yeah. If womb of Sarah resurrected at 90, every womb that fibros has eaten up, those fibros will die. Yeah. Every organ that cancer cell have eaten up, those cancer are dying. Yeah. Those body that any tumor has eaten, those tumor are dying. Yeah. This is more than chemotherapy. Yes. Is daily benefits. Daily benefit. Daily. I heard it very clearly in convention. He said, who daily loads us with benefit? These are benefits of the Son of God. Those benefits, they specialize those benefits. They said those benefits. He said, look at what this benefit. He forgives sin. He healed diseases. He forgives all thy iniquity. Who healed all thy diseases? He redeemed thy life from destruction. Not only that, he crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfied thy mouth with good things and your youthfulness. Your soul becomes youthful. I don't hear you. You know, the soul is old man. Because of sin, that old man become, they're going to make you youthful. Yeah. You'll be useful in your soul. You become useful in your mind. Yeah. Your mind will not be forgetting things. Yeah. All our dad or our mommy, even when you are 70, you will still be sharp in your mind. Yeah. All your reflexes will still be intact. They say Moses, when he was 120, the Bible says it's natural forces. We are not abating. These are the day that we are living in. This is the day we are living in. It's not tomorrow. That's the day we are living in. This is the day that we are living in. These are true. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural forces abated. Deuteronomy 34:7. And what brought this man into this thing was doctrine. When you see Deuteronomy 32, it was doctrine. It was doctrine. Doctrine was medicine that he took. That was 34. This was 32. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall descend as the dew. As a small rain upon the tender earth and upon shower upon the grass. Then we have to talk about the Lord because I will publish the name of the Lord. You have access to the Lord, things of the Lord. And ascribe greatness unto our God is the rock. His work is perfect. All his ways are judgment. A God of truth without iniquity. God, you see, why God is new every morning? Because God does not. God is without iniquity. God is without iniquity. A God of judgment. A God of truth. Now I talk about judgment. His ways are judgment. A God of truth without iniquity. Without iniquity. You will become a being without iniquity. Yeah. Iniquity, you will shape your flesh when your parents were shaping your iniquity. And in sin, or your mother conceived you. But you are receiving activity of the great shepherd. You are receiving activity of the great high priest. Jesus. For we have not an high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Who himself, he has passed to heavens. And he's giving you things. That those things that shape on you, those things that frame you, they are being dissolved. Yeah. Please, I want you to be angry. Yeah. What did I say? Angry. I want to be angry against all manner of infirmity. I was praying in confession. The Holy Ghost gave me an instruction. Let me catch all the couple before I forget. I want you to take your Bible when you get home today. Write everything you won't do. I will not talk back to my husband. I will not argue with my husband. I will not fight my husband. When my husband corrects me, I will listen. Everything as Holy Ghost inspired, I write them down. And go and print them in large format and put it every morning. Every time you do anything against it, go and apologize. If your husband talk and you talk back, when you say that, go and buy sweater, I have written that I will not talk back when you are talking. I'm sorry for talking back. Every husband, go and write it. Write everything. And every time you don't do it, go and repent. This is the way of escape. Everything. Everything that your husband complain about or you know, write it down. Go and print it and paste it. Be reading it. I listen to my husband. I submit to my husband. I obey my husband. Anytime you do contrary, go and apologize. As husband, I'm tender towards my wife. Every time you're not gentle, go back and repent. And go and apologize to her. Because this is the time and the day that we must torment evil spirits. Yes. I love that word. We torment spirits back. Yes. They have stayed too long with us. Yes. It's time to start tormenting them. Yes. Everything that you have been doing to your husband that you know is wrong, and you have time, write it down very clear. What you are supposed to be doing and what you are not going to do, write it down. If it's 20, write them down like that. Every time you do it, as you are seeing it every day, post it where you can see. Go back and what? I say, sweetheart, I say I won't talk back at you when you are talking. I've just finished talking back to you. Know, don't mind this my mouth. I repent to talk to Jesus about it. I repent. You repent with Jesus and go and apologize also to him. Husband, the same way. I can promise between now to December, the power of those things are going to be broken. Amen. We see many testimonies of conquests, both on the man and the wives, celebrating victories. God wants us to have marriages, homes that are ready and immune against flesh. Immunity against. What brought to this place is that I want you to be what? To be angry. I want you to be angry. Be angry, I beg you. Don't give tolerance. Because there are promises before you. You know, God promised 5 million men. 5 million. But only to imagine ratio 2 to 5 million. You cannot be casual and assess them. In Romans chapter 6, he said, if I, by the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body. The word deeds, I mean works. There are works in your body. I find myself that I'm having masturbation, my brother. That masturbation is a disease in your body. You cannot do it. Either disease in the body. Because I say something, I say, both the body is a man, it's an outward man. The disease of the inward man, they modify them. One thing, you modify them by spirits. But I can't enter there so much today. You will need to have spirits. And spirit there is that one thing that is also very strong in my sense, we must be ready to be led by the Spirit and respond to Spirit a lot this season. We must be able to respond to spirits. We give room in our life for us to be subjected by the Spirit again and again so that we can put things to death. To mortify is to put to death. Put works of the body to death. Put works. Put deeds of your soul to death by the Spirit. You have to position yourself in a place where you can have access to plenty spirits. You have to position yourself where you can receive spirits. This spirit here is not just Holy Ghost. They gave you Holy Ghost, so Holy Ghost can minister spirit to you. You need enough spirit in your soul. Spirits. John chapter 12, when he said, in that great day of the feast, something must rise from your belly perpetually for you to deal with this. In the last day, that great day of the feast, your guy stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me. You will never experience this if you are not a thirsty soul. If you want to look for excuse for your life, if you are not going to be thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. They now put a bracket. What is this living water? But this speak he of the spirits. The spirits which they that believe on him should receive. They that believe on him should receive. So there are two conditions before they can receive the spirit. The first condition, they that believe on him. Then, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So it's both them that believe and has Holy Ghost that can receive the Spirit. Why Holy Ghost is dwelling in you, in your spirit? It's Holy Ghost supposed to be supplying spirit to you. Holy Ghost is the dispenser of the spirits. Word and doctrine. Word and spirit. The more word you have, you should be growing in spirits. You should be receiving dosage of spirits. That will receive the spirit. Galatians 4 call it, he that ministereth the word also ministereth the spirit. They must minister spirit to you. That's how you receive spirit. We need a lot of spirit in this day. Say that, church.
We need a lot of spirit in this day.
A lot of receiving spirit. You must receive spirit. Your soul must receive spirit. Holy Spirit is inside your spirit, but Holy Spirit must minister spirit to your soul. Holy Spirit must minister spirit to your body. You need spirit to mortify this what's in your body. You can have, many Christians have Holy Ghost inside themselves, but they cannot overcome what is their body because Holy Ghost is only kept in the spirit. Holy Spirit is not giving spirits to their soul, and it's not giving spirit to their body. This body can receive spirits. Don't you know that? Before New Testament, spirit was upon men, not inside them. Holy Ghost come upon men. He possessed the vessel, astral vessel. It's not only meant to be inside your inner spirits. What they gave the Holy Ghost inside your spirit is that Holy Ghost will be ministering spirit to you. As you grow in word, you condition yourself to receive spirits on a daily basis. One of your daily benefits is to receive ministering spirits. They must minister spirit to you one day. The way you minister dosage of your vitamin, you must minister spirit to you. They must minister spirit to your soul. They must minister spirit to your body. He said, if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, he that raised Jesus shall also quicken you. He said, spirit must enter your body.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, your body is not for cream. It's not for cream. It's not for cream. Your body, what if, first warning, I'm not saying you should not do your skincare routine, but after you have skin, but what your body needs, it needs spirits. For he the spirit, if the spirit of him that raised Christ God dwells you, shall give life to your mortal body. Why son, this since I've seen your body? Because body will take by enough spirits. And having enough spirit is one of your daily benefits.
Yes.
And that's why the second commandment, everybody, you must pray in tongues for 1 hour. Because when you pray in tongues, say when I pray in the spirit, my spirit prayer. Pray out of your belly shall flow. Let something flow into your soul. Let something flow into your body. From tonight, when you go back home, eat, rest, then go everybody and pray in the spirit. Out of your belly shall flow river of living waters. Let it flow. Let there be a flow. Let there be flow. Let it flow to your soul. Flow. As you pray in tongues, be sensitive. Any instruction God tell you, obey it. Obey it. When you pray in the spirit, you must pray in tongues for 1 hour. Don't be praying and be sleeping. Stand up, walk around and pray. as you go to bed, sometimes if your speech is not yet quaking very well, when you sleep, they come and tell you things in your dream, what you're not getting right. Make sure husband, wife, children come together and pray. Don't sit down, don't be dozing. If you know that you like to sleep by 9, do this your tongue by 8 before you start feeling sleepy. Pray in tongue for 1 hour and go to bed. Let there be flow to your soul. Let there be flow to your body. Spirits, let them minister spirit. Don't go a day without ministering spirit to your soul and your body. Don't go in the day. They are part of your daily benefits. Those are how you build AD immunity for your body. Before you know it, if the spirit of Christ dwells, it will give life to your body. Your body is mortal, but they put life into it. You become more AD in your body. No, there's no anything Holy Ghost rest upon that become ordinary. You before you sleep, you won't sleep with on YouTube. You sleep with tongue. You pray in tongue 1 hour. I'm trying to make sure something fans out, something stream out. It stream out. By the time you're lying on the bed, your body is sleeping, but your soul is so much alert. Your something. When you are resting, God told me, say when you need to do that, when you are resting, there will be repair. There will be quickening. You are not only taking physical rest. Holy Ghost is working on your body when you are lying down. He told me, say, you need physical rest. The bottom thing, they need good food, but sometimes, say, people need plenty of spirits upon their flesh, upon their soul. Plenty of it. They must take their daily dosage of spirits. If we do this thing, you won't know yourself in the next 1 year. If you do this thing, you know, gone are those days where we try to coerce people to do something. God, I tell you, if you don't do it, time will begin to show that you didn't do it. I can promise you. God, order will be entering into something you won't be able to enter into it. Order will be obeying your command and you'll find difficult to obey because you didn't put labor in this season. Please, I beg us, 2 instructions. I want you to take those instructions. Every father, every household, every brethren, if you're living alone, if you want to connect to some family that are close to you, connect to family. But 1 hour before you sleep, pray in tongue. Don't sit down. Pace. If you know that you fall asleep when you sit down, pace. And pray in tongue. When you're praying in tongue, don't carry your phone off it and pray. Connect. Connect with your heart. Do it with all your heart. Do it. Something will be happening to your soul. You are going to be receiving instruction. You are going to be receiving visitations. You are going to be having some visions and dreams. God wants to show you things. He wants you to correct and adjust. And make sure when you come up, make sure that when you're going to bed, make sure you have your notes around you. So that when you wake up, you don't forget what you have experienced. Write them down. If you cannot write because you're feeling sleepy, make sure your phone has voice notes. Wake up quickly in the middle of the night, do voice notes to record what you're saying and go back to sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, go and start doing what the Lord is telling you to do. I'm trusting you. When I'm calling for testimony, all of you come and be sharing your testimony of how God is encountering you individually on these matters. Because these are provision of a daily plan. And this does not only limit husband and wife, also single people, things that you also do. Go and listen also. And anytime you do it, say, I will not do this. I will not bite. I will not. And every time you masturbate, go, confess to God, and go and report yourself. Go and shame that thing. And make sure you obey instruction with it. Only God will tell you what you are doing that is triggering that thing. Oftentimes, sometimes you're something that's triggering, you don't even know. Only God without instruction, without showing those things. This is the season for us to be made whole. Spirit, soul, and body with daily benefits. Another instruction I'm going to be talking about next week, we'll do about your communion, your devotion life. Your communion, your devotion life. Another thing, the Holy Ghost, your leading of your spirit. The more you submit yourself to the leading of the spirit, these are critical matters that must be attended to in this day for us to have ED and immunity in our spirits and body. Thank you, Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.